Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Aleknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Margaret Friednauer. This week on AK, military training. In a forested area outside of Fairbanks, the U.S. Army operates a remote facility where military servicemen and women train in a cold, mountainous environment. It's called the Northern Warfare Training Center. And in August, they hosted an elite unit of Army Rangers. KSKA's Monica Goki spent a day at the site and has this story.
Staff Sergeant Michael O'Brien looks on as Private First Class John Carmel readies his rope system to ascend a 50-foot rock face next to a waterfall.
Okay, what's the difference between this rope and this rope? Which one's for your waist and which one's for your foot?
This one's for my waist. This is going to be for my foot.
So the shorter one's for your waist, the longer one? Okay.
Carmel has only been an Army Ranger for about a month. He says coming to the middle of cold, wet Alaska for training is exactly the kind of thing he signed up for.
I love it so far.
When it's Carmel's turn to head up, he'll have to shift his weight between two loops of cord to shimmy up the climbing rope.
Right.
It's a new skill for him.
What's the distance you want to keep between these two prusiks?
About a fist.
This width, right? What are you going to do when you get to 8 to 10 feet?
I'm going to tie a safety knot, figure
what
eight safety
knot. What kind of safety? Figure eight? Okay, go ahead and ascend.
The Rangers here are an elite unit of Army Special Operations Forces. Alongside other Army Special Ops groups like Delta Force and the Green Berets, they've had boots on the ground in nearly every major U.S. war. They were some of the first to head into Iraq and Afghanistan, and some of their missions have been immortalized by Hollywood in movies like Black Hawk Down. For 2 weeks in August, the Georgia-based Rangers tested themselves against the rigors of the Alaskan interior. The facility here is called the Northern Warfare Training Center at Black Rapids. It offers crash courses in alpine and glacier travel, cold weather survival, and high-altitude operations. Lieutenant Colonel Mark Adams, who oversees the facility, says the year-round training they provide gives soldiers hands-on experience in an Arctic climate that can't easily be simulated elsewhere.
Yeah, we offer some very extreme temperatures up here. Every place has a little bit unique differences about it, but this is one that offers some very extreme conditions.
Even though the center is an Army facility, it's at the disposal of all Department of Defense personnel. They've trained Navy SEALs, groups from the FBI, and more. The center also doubles as a sort of testing lab for Army gear. Earlier this summer, they tried out a variety of mosquito nets for troops to use on deployment in malaria-prone areas. Mosquitoes, Adam says, are in copious supply in this neck of the woods. Later on this winter, they'll be testing different gloves for the Army. But their primary mission is training. Back on the rock, Private First Class Carmel has just finished his ascent and successful rappel down the slick rock face.
How was it?
It was fun.
You kind of killed it, like, once you got up off the ground.
Yeah, once you get used to doing it, it's fun.
Carmel, like a lot of the guys here, is a man of few words. One of the Army PR guys chalks it up to Ranger culture. Be quiet and let your actions do the talking. Across a small creek, another group of Rangers is doing a basic climbing and rappelling exercise.
Always got 3 points. If you touch that left foot hole, go ahead and stand up on it. That gives you more freedom to use your right foot.
Staff Sergeant Joel Rockhill has already been up the rock wall and back again. Since becoming a Ranger 9 years ago, he's been to airborne school, jumping out of planes and stuff. But scaling a rain-slicked 50-foot rock wall still gets his adrenaline going.
I mean, it was... I'm scared of heights, I'm not going to lie. But it's pretty difficult.
Rockhill says coming to Alaska for cold weather warfare training is a change of pace for the group. In his time with the Rangers, he's been deployed 9 times, which doesn't leave a lot of time for exercises like this one.
Okay, it's a unique training opportunity. We haven't really got to do a lot of this stuff because of the wars. But so now coming out here and doing this, getting exposed to the different environment, obviously different than Iraq and Afghanistan, and really kind of starting to prep for future whatever, it's really good.
With fewer deployments on the horizon as national military focus shifts away from the Middle East, trainings like this one, Rockhill says, help keep the Rangers a close-knit group.
You know, obviously we get new guys a lot. But, you know, you build that cohesiveness through, you know, training and different situations happen on deployment and other things, you know. A lot of these guys, at least, you know, peers of mine, you know, we still kind of stay pretty close-knit, you know, hang out on the weekends and such.
Getting to travel to Alaska together and rough it in the mountains, Rockhill says, isn't a bad way to spend 2 weeks with your friends. From Black Rapids, I'm Monica Goki.